Well, the schedule is out, John, and we've got it in our hands. Texans, what jumps out at you right away, I would think, is five primetime games, right?
Oh, absolutely. Night games? Oh, it doesn't get any better than that. But we got every day covered. Thursday in New England, Sunday here, Monday night games in Mexico City, and then a Saturday Christmas Eve night game here against the Bengals. Man, the primetime games, what does that tell you? Bill O'Brien has said it from the day he got here. The schedule will change once you up the roster, once you get it to a point where you can fight for playoff bursts and play against the top teams in both leagues. They've found that five primetime games. That's pretty exciting, Mark.
Yeah, you want to play in games like this. It means the league thinks highly of you. That it means they think you're going to be pretty good. Now, another thing that jumps out, you're going to open at home against the Chicago Bears. So that means 15 years of franchise history, only four openers on the road. I don't know what that has to do with anything, really. It's certainly notable. What else stands out to you?
Well, the third game of the year. Going to New England, taking on the Patriots on a Thursday night. So you go Bears and Chiefs, and we know what the Chiefs did to the Texans last year here, and they come here again. But the New England Patriots on Thursday night. Now, for me, selfishly, if we stay in Providence, I get a full day at my alma mater. But that said, I could eschew that and get a win over the Patriots on Thursday night, which would be great. But that's the first thing that really stands out. Early part of the schedule, the Patriots on Thursday night.
You have two Monday nighters against the AFC West. Of course, the one in Mexico City against the Raiders. And you're going to go to Denver on a Monday night as Brock Osweiler goes to his former employer.
Yeah, absolutely. And you got the bye week on week nine. But you know me, you get to be up in the cushy press box. I have to be down on the field. So that means Green Bay in December. Yes. Now, it was in December. They went up there and won 2008. Chris Brown's last-second field goal to beat the Packers. Maybe that can happen again. My family is about an hour north of Green Bay, so I'm sure they'll be coming. It's hard to say they're coming down to Green Bay for the game, but they will. They'll be coming down to Green Bay. But December against Green Bay, it's kind of like December in Buffalo last year.
Yeah, and you look at the Colts as we look at the AFC South. You're going to be facing them here at NRG Stadium on a Sunday night primetimer, October 16th. And guess what? Once again, you have to visit the Colts in December. Not that weather is a factor, but you get them at their place at the end of the season.
This is a hot button for you.
Yes, I know it is.
If there was anything that you would want changed, it would be the flip-flop those games. But the Sunday night game becomes that much important. I think when you play the Colts, the pressure, obviously, getting that one early. Getting that one early so you do have, in some sense, margin for error, if you will, going there. Because in the past, it hasn't been good. Well, last year, obviously, Thursday night didn't win it. Then turned around and went down there and had a magical Sunday in December last year. So that's the team everybody's got to beat. But look, Jacksonville and Tennessee are both improved, and you close the season at Tennessee on the first day of 2017.
Keep it on HoustonTexans.com for more analysis of the schedule and Bill O'Brien's reaction as well.